Chapter 7 Noises in the Night. A terrible noise woke Mary in the night.
Ah! I'm going to die! Ah! Help me! I'm going to die!
It's Colin,
Mary thought.
Why is he shouting and crying like that?
Mary ran to Colin's room. Colin's nurse was there. She tried to calm him, but Colin was hysterical. He pushed the nurse from his bed. Mary went to Colin.
Stop shouting, Colin! Calm down!
I've got a lump on my back!
Shouted Colin.
I'm going to die!
You haven't got a lump,
Mary said.
There's nothing wrong with you! You're thin and weak because you stay in bed all day. You must leave this bedroom, Colin. You'll feel better outside.
Maybe that's true,
said Colin, suddenly calm.
I want to meet Dickon, and I want to go to the secret garden.
I'll speak to Dickon soon,
said Mary in a quiet voice.
We'll go to the garden with him, but sleep now.
Mary held Colin's hand until finally he went to sleep. Mary woke up late the next morning. She ran to the secret garden to meet Dickon.
We must help Colin, Dickon.
Why? What happened?
He shouted and cried last night,
Mary said.
He thinks that he's going to die.
Poor Colin,
said Dickon.
We must bring him to the garden soon.
Colin wants to meet you,
said Mary.
Will you visit him with your animals?
Okay, I'll come tomorrow,
said Dickon.
I'll bring my fox and my bird.
Good,
said Mary.
Colin will be happy. I'm going to see him now. I'll tell him about your visit.
At home that evening, Dickon talked to his mother, Mrs. Sowerby.
Colin Craven stays in bed all day,
he said.
He never goes outside.
I know, dear,
his mother answered.
It's very sad.
Why can't he walk?
Asked Dickon.
His body is weak because he stays in bed,
answered Mrs. Sowerby.
Maybe you and Mary can help him walk. Take him outside in the fresh air.
Okay, I'm going to see Colin tomorrow morning,
said Dickon.
Mary and I will try to help him.
He's a difficult boy,
said his mother.
Be patient.